hard lesson for my guys. I don't think I've ever been in a game like that. So, you know, you got to give them credit for keep fighting, and we just didn't finish the game. We're up 25 with, 11 minutes to go. Got kind of complacent on defense, and they hit 7 threes. We went 1 for 8 the last minute from the foul line. Couldn't seem to get the ball to Elijah to make foul shots. And then we just made some bad plays. So that's a hard one, but you can't miss 14 free throws. But you got to give them credit. They kept playing, and they played hard, and they finished the game, and we let them win.
Caroline really took over the game in the second half. What did you see?
I just think he got real aggressive, and we had a hard time guarding him. We played a lot of zone in the second half, and then we went man. He just drove us, but we didn't have an answer for him. I think that's the highest point total we've had here in a long time, besides Kendall getting 46.
Us offensively seemed like we could get down the lane almost at will.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the lack of their defense, or are you spreading them out and then trying?
Well, I just think we were spreading them out. We had to go small because Joe had foul trouble. O was struggling with their matchups, and then Connor was out with a concussion. So, you know, we kind of went small, and we could spread them out and get what we wanted, but we just didn't finish the game. And we shot 6 for 17. We took some really quick shots in the clock, really quick shots when we were up. We didn't run it down. We took some quick shots when you're heading, and if you don't go down and get defensive stops, that's going to hurt you.
Taking those so quick, do you think maybe the Lobos were getting too confident with the big lead?
Yeah, we've had trouble with that. We've had trouble finishing that out. So our guys were real confident. I just think that they didn't play defense and finish the game, and then we missed some key free throws.
Around the 12-minute mark in the second half, you guys about 4 steals in 4 minutes, mm-hmm. all in about the three-quarter court.
Mm-hmm.
Was that an adjustment you guys made? Or
I think our guys were just reading it, so it was good that way. I thought our guys played real aggressive. They were playing the passing lanes, and then once we got up, we just stopped guarding. I mean, they hit 7 threes in the last, minute and a half. I don't know exactly when it was. 3 of them were banked in, so, you just got to give them credit. They kept fighting, and we didn't finish it.
I saw us trying to implement a little bit of a press tonight, but mm-hmm. it was limited, backed off because it didn't work. I don't think we got burned by it.
Well, I just think we limited it because of our depth. We had Jordan out, X out, Connor got a concussion. We got in foul trouble. We had Elijah with 2 fouls, Dane with 2 fouls, Joe with 2 fouls. So we had some guys with foul trouble in the first half, so we backed off of it a little bit.
Speaking of fouls, Elijah did pick up his second early in the first half, and mm-hmm. you didn't take him out right away. Did you feel okay leaving him in even for another minute?
Yeah, I felt okay. We've been down that road before, so I figured we could try it again.
Greg, obviously the two scoring duos was mentioned earlier this week. Jordan was a guy that I know you knew about as a rebounder. Ever 45 coming out of him?
No, he played terrific. He played hard. He wouldn't be denied. It was hard for us to guard him. But then again, we didn't guard in the last, 5-6 minutes. We let him get shots, and they made them.
Throughout the game, you and your staff really seemed to be more emotional than in other games. At times, all 4 of you were standing up going instructions. Did you guys come into this game with a different mindset?
We came in a mindset with a good defensive plan, and Chris is in charge of the defense, and Terrence Scout was his scout, so those guys were in charge of matchups and in charge how we were going to guard, because the Utah State game, we had some matchup problems where we didn't get matched up, and they made 2 big 3s late in the game that kind of cost us, so we were just making sure our guys defensively were locked in, but then at the end, we didn't play. We didn't finish.
You've played Nevada 7 times now in your head coaching career,
mm-hmm.
6 regular season games. You've been up on them in all 6 of those games, 15 or more points. Was this reminiscent at all of the 2015 overtime loss in Reno?
Kind of. Kind of. It wasn't as bad as this one. I mean, we were in total control. And then your team has to figure out that you have to finish games when you're ahead. If you're up 15, you got to try to go up 20. If you go up 20, you got to try to go up 25. If you're up 25, you got to try to go up 30. But it all starts with your defense. Now, granted, it's like I said earlier, they banked 3 shots in. They banked them in, but they went in. And, you know, we're trying not to give them a three the last shot, and we let him shoot a three. So, I mean, we just had some breakdowns that this group has to get over. And it's when they're ahead, they just don't know how to finish yet.
Anything to do, could it have been fatigue? I mean, we're tipping at 9:15 by the time we're into overtime.
Well, I mean, Tim and Elijah, you know, Jalen played 37, Tim played, but they had to play the same thing. I mean, they had to play the same game time. So, I mean, I don't think it had anything to do with fatigue. I think they might have got a little gas, but when you're in command, with you're up 11 with 59 seconds, you think you're going to do better than 1 from 8 from the foul line. I think we threw it to some guys, and they held and got fouled. We needed to get the ball to Elijah, and we didn't do that.
I remember the exact time that coming down the stretch looked like a broken play coming down the right, and Tim got the bucket, but you called the timeout before the shot.
Yeah, I called the timeout. No, I just called the timeout because I looked like we were gassed, but I was calling the timeout way before it even started. So, you know, that's my fault that I called the timeout, but I didn't see the play. I was trying to call timeout to get us a rest. We had 3 or 4 possessions where we didn't get a very good shot.
Elijah pounced on a loose ball. It looked like he was trying to call timeout. He was there for a couple seconds, it seemed, and then the official stepped in and called it a jump. But it looked like he was trying to call timeout.
I don't know that. We were just fortunate enough we got it back because it was a jump ball for us.
Anything else?
How does this team move forward?
Goes forward. Just got to keep playing. Keep getting better. You know, it's a long season, so hopefully they'll bounce back. But, you know, they're down right now.
Las Vegas?
Tuesday.